good post-election Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David, and a big bunch of kudos to Ian and Brian and the whole gang who really covered the elections in a way that nobody else did last night. And I think information is so important in a democracy, and I do think WAMC is showing what it could do, and that's where all of the money has gone. And you hear all the people reporting in from the entire listening area, and you get a feeling that the money is well invested.
What an incredible team. I echo your remarks. Unbelievable coverage last night. And let's start with some of that coverage. We see a statement from Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan on the victory of Fred Ashkar in the special election in the Southern Tier, although it seems like we haven't affected the balance of power in the legislature by these elections.
Well, it's interesting. Traditionally, upstate has always been the Republican area, and downstate was always the Democratic area. And then there began to be some inroads, but in the off elections, in other words, the non-presidential year, the Democrats really took it on the chin. Then an extraordinary thing happens. Mr. Libous gets convicted of a crime, and one would think, you know, sort of post-Watergate, there would be recrimination and that the Democrat would win. Andrew Cuomo announces he's going to put his own candidate up, a Democrat, and he's going to work very hard. By all assessments, he didn't work very hard for his candidate, and she really got beaten quite badly in this election. So we had an old engineer here who used to say, next. So if a Republican goes to jail, who's the next Republican? That's the way it was in the Southern Tier last night.
Let's jump over to Western Massachusetts, and we see Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi was ousted by Linda Tyre, and Mr. Alcombright survived Mr. Barrett in North Adams.
You know, those are two big elections, actually. The Barrett thing was, I guess it sort of proves it's tough to go home again, to quote Wolf. He was a mayor, we used to call him mayor for life, because he was the longest serving mayor, Mr. Barrett, John Barrett, in North Adams. But finally, it was enough, and he was dispatched. But, you know, once you've been through that, and once you've worked as hard as he has, you expect that maybe people will get nostalgic for the old days. Well, it didn't happen, and Barrett lost. Then in Pittsfield, the clerk, Ms. Tyre, young, relatively inexperienced, but backed by a progressive coalition of people who really had great optimism about what could be done to bring people together in Pittsfield, and they elect her. Pittsfield, of course, has a reputation for throwing out its mayors. There are some places that never throw out mayors. Pittsfield, you know, nobody is safe in elective office. I don't know whether that has to do with GE leaving and leaving everybody dispirited in Pittsfield, but it's been going on for years and years and years. And now the monkey is on Ms. Tyre's back, and she's going to have to show that what she announced as one of her highest priorities, which was the crime problem in Pittsfield, could be solved. She's a progressive in many ways, and she has a progressive coalition. But now, you know, you got to show everybody that you can do what you said you could do.
Let's go to the national scene. There's a race in Kentucky being watched. That's a race for governor. Matt Bevin, a Republican political novice and Tea Party favorite, elected Kentucky's next governor and swept fellow Republicans into statewide office with him there.
You know, there's been some excellent coverage on this. The president is very unpopular in Kentucky for a lot of reasons. And as a result, even though it did look like the Democrats had a shot, in the end, what the Republicans did was to take this unpopular gubernatorial person, forget about who he was, and just pepper the airwaves with anti-Obama messages, and it worked.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, again, and great kudos to our news team for more. Obviously, we cannot get in all the races in the airtime we have. Go to our website, WAMC.org, where you can see the rest of the coverage. Obviously, our Facebook page and Twitter are also active, and you can check out those spots as well.
Thank you, David, and thank you to our wonderful crew that did such a great job last night.